All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Want to talk about the quarterback position, who's hot, who's not in the NFL. Our double plays coming up at 3:45, and in 30 minutes on the nose, we're giving away those tickets for you to go see the HF Festival at Nats Park on Saturday. All right, let's start with the quarterbacks who have played the best so far this season, because it's a pretty surprising list. How about what Derek Carr has turned in for his homework in New Orleans to this point through two games? Carr, 5 touchdowns and a pick, completing 77%, 443 yards. Carr went for 203 scores against the Panthers and then took the second half off. And then 243 in a pair against the Cowboys, was intercepted once. They have scored on every single drive. Clint Kubiak's got them under center 70% of the time, the most of anybody in the league, and it is working.
Throwing it back to the, you know, early 2000 Shanahan style, right? I mean, that offense has been unbelievably good. They haven't even needed Chris Olave at this point. I mean, he's barely been involved as they've scored 90-plus points through two games. What an absolute display.
Level of confidence, let's go 1 to 10 scale here, that Derek Carr has a great season. I'm going to say 7.5. I actually really like the fit for him in this offense, under center, drop back, play action. I like their weapons okay. He's not going to sustain this heater. That would be impossible. But I think it's going to... I think it's going to be okay. I think he's going to be good.
We're not doing MVP record-setting type stuff, right? But he's going to have a decent year because they run the ball tremendously well. Everything's kind of, you know, one look leads to another. Everything's related. They're doing fakes off of fakes and counters off counters, et cetera. Everything looks right for them. I think once the league adjusts, this will cool off, which is, I'm sure, a hot take after they've averaged 45 points a game. This is me saying they won't average 45 points a game the rest of the way as there's more tape out there, but I think he has a nice year.
Another quarterback who has played very well, Sam Darnold in Minnesota. 72% complete, 476 yards with 4 touchdowns and 2 picks. They're 2-0. By the way, their defense is number 1 in blitzes, number 1 in pressures, number 1 in sacks, pretty much every single category right now under Brian Flores. But as far as the quarterback goes, he had a walk-in-the-park kind of game against the Giants, 19 of 24 with a couple of touchdowns, and then he was very solid against San Francisco. Now, the numbers are buoyed by a 97-yard touchdown, obviously, to Justin Jefferson, and Jefferson did the heavy lifting on that play, but who cares? I mean, otherwise, he still threw for right around, you know, 170 yards, a touchdown, and was 16 of 25 passing. So it was a much more pedestrian Darnold performance in week 2, but hard to argue with what they've gotten out of him in their first two games post-Cousins.
He's been fantastic. There's no changing that. There's the period. Here's the next paragraph. I just can't.
Give me your 1 to 10.
I'm not mentally there that Sam Darnold's going to have a good year. I'm 2 out of 10 confident. I just don't. I can't. With not him. If his name was Sam Stevens, I'd go, maybe they found somebody. There's too much, oh my God, what are you doing, Sam Darnold, in my memory bank.
How old do you think he is?
27?
27. Still not very old. Still a guy that was in terrible situations earlier in his career.
Totally was.
With the Jets and the Panthers specifically. He has since worked with Kyle Shanahan and Kevin O'Connell. That'll turn you around a little bit. I'm going to give him a 4.5 out of 10. Like you, I don't completely believe in the player, but I believe in O'Connell. I believe in Jefferson and the scheme. I believe in receivers are going to get open from time to time. And I think that the way Minnesota's playing defense, he's going to be put in some admirable positions where they're going to be in a lot of football games. They're going to be leading a lot of football games. So that helps too. They also are running the ball really well with Aaron Jones, who they just brought over this offseason. Last year, Alex Mattison was the guy, and they struggled. This year, it's like Aaron Jones and Ty Chandler. Those guys are pretty explosive. How about Baker Mayfield? We saw the Baker Mayfield show in week 1. He crashed back to earth a little bit against the Detroit Lions in week 2. But through two games, listen to these numbers. 474 yards, 5 touchdowns and a pick, 2-0 Tampa. He's completed 74% of his passes. He's also rushed for a touchdown as well. Baker Mayfield, just 12 of 19 for a 185 in his last game. But that first gem against Washington still looms pretty large. Level of confidence that Mayfield, who was good last year,
yeah,
has a strong season for the Bucks.
So probably right in the middle at five. This is a really good fit, right? Because you mentioned it. Evans, Godwin, and Rashad White, all excellent pass catchers in their own right. So having all three of those guys would help anybody. I like that O-line. The division doesn't scare the hell out of me. I think he ends up having an okay year. What I said before they played Washington is he'll have a great first week and then slowly peter out as the season progresses and not do what he did last year. Last year to me was more like that's the positive top-end extreme. I think he settles into just underneath that.
7 out of 10 confident he'll be good again. Last year was 4,000 yards, nearly 30 touchdown passes, 10 or fewer interceptions, I think, something like that. I think it'll be similar again this year. Evans, Godwin, solid defense, bad division. No reason, I don't think, that Mayfield in his second year there isn't going to be pretty comfortable. Now, if week one was the Lions game and he didn't play Washington yet, we wouldn't be talking about him at all. It was kind of pedestrian. But you get to play the Commanders, your numbers are going to be pretty good. And I just think, as you said, it's a solid fit as we saw last year. Last one of the hot quarterbacks to start the season here on Grant and Danny. Kyler Murray lit it up against the Rams in week two. 4 incompletions, 17 of 21. That's 81%. 265 yards, 3 touchdowns. And basically, he did a lot of the heavy lifting in the first quarter when he went 4 for 130 to Marvin Harrison for a couple of touchdowns. They ended up taking their foot off the gas pedal because they were just embarrassing the Rams. Should have gone running clock like high school football. Week one, he was solid as well. 28-34 loss at the hands of the Bills for Arizona, but he was 21 of 31 for a 160 and a touchdown. Kyler Murray playing lights out football, 4 tutties and 0 picks this season, 73% passer. What do you think?
I am a believer. I am buying heavy stock in this one. To me, not having Cliff Kingsbury around and him being healthy with a bit more rejuvenated roster around him, I think he's in for a huge year. I don't know how huge, but I think it's going to be a big league. So give me an 8.5 out of 10.
I'm going to go with a 8 out of 10 as well. Adding Harrison to that offense is going to be really, really helpful for Murray. He needed a guy like that to alleviate some pressure. All right, let's look at the flip side. These are the bad quarterbacks in the league, I suppose. The category is, who is the next quarterback to be benched post the benching in Carolina of Bryce Young? This is from BetOnline. They've got odds here. The odds read, most likely Daniel Jones of the Giants at 4-1. I guess they'd go to Drew Lock, although that fan base loves Tommy DeVito. Bo Nix at 6-1, you'd be benching a rookie to go to Zach Wilson. A little harder for me to believe unless he just plays really badly for several weeks. Jacoby Brissett at 6-1. Even though New England's overachieved, I think the argument here is
rookie waiting in the wings, drafted 3rd overall. Yeah.
Drake May's nipping at his heels. Will Levis, 8-1. This one's interesting. Who's the backup to Will Levis in Tennessee?
I was trying to look it up just now, but I'm getting a little slow internet situation.
Will Levis has had a back-breaking awful turnover in each of the two games the Titans have played.
It's really cost them.
To the point where he walked over and his coach said to him, what in the bleep is the matter with you? Mason Rudolph is their backup.
Oh, there you go.
I guess I could see that. You know, if he's a first-year head coach, you're off to a bad start, everyone's going to be questioning you. If Will Levis doesn't pick it up, I could see a path to that. The other one's Gardner Minshew in Vegas with the Raiders because Aiden O'Connell is backing him up, who played last year. And they were in a nip-and-tuck competition until basically right before the season. That was the last competition to end, in fact. So of those guys, or you could take somebody else, who's the next QB in the NFL to be benched?
Levis is my answer just because of these galling mistakes, right? Where Tennessee's been in these games that they've played. Defensively, they've been pretty damn good, I would say. They've frustrated opponents and really made them work for stuff. And it's been, you know, a lead relinquished because of a horrendous play in week one against Chicago. And, you know, kind of similar story in week number two against the Jets. You can't do that as you're trying to sort of establish this new way of doing things. Doesn't necessarily mean it sort of does that you wouldn't go back to him at any point. But as you're trying to build the Callahan way, so to speak, you can't do that, right? This is how we're going to win. It's take care of the football, play some defense, ground and pound. Oh my God, Will Levis, you're not fitting the program. So maybe then they go to Mason Rudolph.
I'm going to go with Jacoby Brissett at 6-1. Third most likely, according to the odds.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
New England plays the Jets tonight on Thursday Night Football. They may beat the Jets. I think they're, so far through 2 weeks, a comparable team. If they play close, though, and lose, they then have the 49ers next week in San Francisco. Let's say they lose that game and they're 1-3 and they're playing close. I think with the Dolphins, Texans, Jags, Jets coming up on the schedule, that's a softish landing spot. Where if they wanted to get Drake May into the fold, that would be a time where you could do it. The Dolphins without Tua. You're going to lose to the Texans, but it's back-to-back home games. Then you go to Jacksonville. It'll be a nice weather game against the Jaguars. Then you're back at home for the third time in 4 weeks against the Jets. Then you play the Titans, the Bears, which doesn't look like a big deal. The Rams, maybe they're healthier, but I mean, it's a, then the Dolphins again, the Colts. Like that is a easy schedule, by the way, for the Patriots. So I'll say in the next few weeks we see Drake May. Brissett will have something to say about that. If he plays well and they win, I don't think they make a change.
So the obstacle there to me is first-year head coach trying to, you know, sort of puff his chest out a little bit and say, this is how we're going to do it.
And a former teammate of Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, it's like we're going to compete and we're going to – the best player is going to win and blah, 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 or best chance to win and that player is going to play and we're going to eat nails and crap lightning. I don't know. That to me would be the obstacle, right? Is like sort of the macho attitude of it. But big picture for the organization, May is the answer, just a matter of when.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.